So today's work was about figuring out how to put a route into Laravel and to use the same route, but then to have two different views depending on the data that was in the database. So basically, if you said you went through this route, so the report route, and then if there was only one person who needed to be reported on the database, we want it to display one view. But if there were more than one person, then we want it to display a different view because then we're going to summarize the data and actually produce some different graphs. And the problem that I was running into is that I had already created the route and the controller function for the multiple people, and that was working great. So I thought I could just put another function in there, and then it would. I can put the conditions in there. So the if there's more than one person, then you go to the view that's already there. Otherwise, you go to a different view. But the problem was when I called that function that I originally had, it was just returning a blank view. And the reason that was actually there is because when you return a view at the end of the function, it returns a view. But it was returning the view to the function, the new function that I had just put in, the one with the condition of either one or more. And when it returned that view to the new function, then it just returned blank because we weren't recalling the view. It wasn't displaying the view as it should be. So what I needed to do is I just needed to change the data that was being returned from that multiple person view into an array. So I created an array, just returned that to the original function, and then from that, sorry, not from the original function, from the new function that was determining whether it was one or more people. And then from there, then I asked that new function to return the actual view. And so I'll do the same thing with the one person view, which has to be created yet. I'll create a separate function which gathers all the data that has to be returned, and then I'll put it to that top level function. And that top level function is going to actually call the view and return the view to the user. So what I'm calling from the top level function, the one that determines whether it is one or more people, what I'm calling is a function that gives me all the data for multiple people or for one people. Person, it returns that data to my top level view, and then my top level view returns the data into the view, and that's what's returned to the actual user who's seeing it. So that was my hour of code for today. That was took a little while to figure out why it wasn't displaying, but once I figured out that even though it was returning the view, it was returning the view to the function. And not to the actual user. I could just make the change to an array, and now it returns the view to the actual user from the top level function.